So, congratulations. I'm not 100% sure whether congratulations is the right word to Internet NZ for establishing a Māori design group. Not so much congratulations because it was needed, very much needed, especially if we are discussing our intellectual property rights and retaining the integrity of our mana and all things āhuatanga, tirohanga. So a necessary step for Internet NZ to establish a Māori design group?
Absolutely, and I do take your point around holding off on a congratulations note, because you're right. This is 27 years in the making since the establishment of Internet New Zealand, and so why has it taken 27 years? Well, it's taken a group of wahine toa, may I add, and I must acknowledge the likes of our former councillors Amber Craig and Hiria Terangi, and our current one of the current councillors who still remains on council, Sarah Lee, who actually fought and advocated for a Māori advisory. It started off as a Māori advisory group, Claudette, in the way that it advises. It's an ōpe that advises the organisations on everything Māori. But when I came along, I encouraged the organisation to actually think a lot deeper than just an advisory and look at how we can make this a more genuine rōpū, and recognise the mana that that comes with that rōpū. And so we looked at what else we could do with this this rōpū, and so we coined the Māori Design Group, because it looks at co-designing certain policies, looks at co-designing some of the rules of engagement, well, the rules of Māori engagement, and how we to better partner with Māori on certain kaupapa that, like you were saying, involves intellectual property protection, looks at creating better outcomes and advancing Māori outcomes in the internet and digital space. So, that's the genesis of the rōpū, and we have some really strong Māori advocates on that rōpū, and you just have to look at the likes of Tāpō Tēmara, Alicia Amuhia, Whetū Whala from the Reo Erirangi space, Joe Maraki, as well as Hone Paul, just to name a few. So we're very, very fortunate to have the group of five to come along and actually guide us and partner with us on this journey.
Thank you very much for that. Yes, a great group of people, quite eclectic, so you've gathered them in from a range of areas. And, I mean, let's face it, there are the internet has the ability to cover all industries. So, that's one of the facets I guess, where there are challenges for Internet NZ and the design company is making sure that the integrity of Māori is safeguarded, I guess. I'm not quite sure about that, including the design group is also looking at structural racism, and that's really important to us as well too. So you're looking at structural racism, including appropriation of reo and tikanga. So it's a very, very wide brief that the design group has.
Well, and we wanted to leave it that way because we didn't want to, as an organisation that has, acknowledged that it's been steeped in Te Ao Pākehā, didn't want a group of Māori experts to come in and actually have a set menu in front of them and say that we want to achieve this, we want to achieve that. Actually, we left it quite open in the sense that when they came on board, we asked them, well, here are our expectations, or here is what we want to achieve with you, but what do you want to achieve with us in the same token? We did put the idea around looking at at structural racism, looking at, how to make things right in our area, knowing that the Ipurangi is a very, though sometimes coined as the new marae of the 21st century, is actually a very dangerous place for Māori to be, and to and for Māori to be Māori, to feel safe. And so, looking at what is our role, knowing that there are other agencies who have the responsibility of protecting New Zealand and its citizens on the internet, the likes of NetSafe, the likes of the government departments, but also what is Ipurangi Aotearoa's role in this, in combating online racism and combating dangerous speech online? And so those are the things that we are looking forward to discovering with the Māori Design Group. We, like I said at the beginning, we didn't want to have a set menu for the Māori Design Group to just have slim pickings. So that's why we left it quite open for them to actually tell us what do they want to do with us.
And so when we look at things like racism, so we have seen, particularly during COVID, quite a few of our rangatira have been targeted on social media, and across and the internet has been used as a missile launch pad to denigrate some of our rangatira, and also create a sense of distrust amongst Māori, misinformation. I'm wondering just what power does Internet NZ have once the Māori Design Group issues an outline or a policy that addresses online hate speech or online rhetoric that impacts negatively on how we perceive our tikanga and our reo, what powers they have to implement those policies by the design group that have been established by the design group?
I think that idea is far further along than we'd like to be at the moment, Claudette. At the moment, if I can just talk about what we can do right now, I mean, we are more in the advocacy space around supporting those who have long advocated for Māori rights, for race issues as well, and standing by them to ensure that they do feel safe, and that their rangatiratanga is still recognised on the internet, and that if they are, if there is abuse, happening their way, that we can help advocate and influence the likes of NetSafe to come along and help to deal to some of the abuse online and to some of the concerns online. I mean, I look at the likes of Tina Ngata from Ngāti Porou, who faces these types of issues every day online, and personal attacks. And so, it's a really understanding about what is our role currently. We don't have a formal statutory role in this space because, we're not a government department, nor do we have recognised authorities by the state. But what we do have is a very loud voice that can advocate to the likes of Facebook, to Google, to actually protect the Indigenous voice online. We have done that in the past, and we still want to look at what can we do in the future with the Māori Design Group. So why I'm sounding a bit jumbled at the moment is because we're only one meeting in with the Māori Design Group, and I don't want to go back to that slim pickings of the Māori Design Group, knowing that we've only just met once and we've only really established ourselves. So we're still on the journey, Claudette, of what we can do with the Māori Design Group and what the Māori Design Group wants to do with us.
Oh, yeah, well, we won everything yesterday. You know how it goes, don't you? We've been waiting, over 200 years. We won everything
yesterday. That's right. And, people have only been waiting for 27 years since the creation of the internet.
that's true. And just finally then, what is to be congratulated, though, is the fact that this would be one of the we are the only country that has an Indigenous design group that that does look at our relationship and governance relationship online with internet, and ours, of course, is Internet NZ. That is to be applauded, surely.
Absolutely. I mean, as far as we're aware, we are the, like you said, we are the only country organisation, country code organisation that recognises the power and the voice of its Indigenous people. And in our case, you know, we're an organisation that wants to look towards, you know, to, you know, committing ourselves to becoming a Te Tiriti honouring organisation. What better way to do that than actually put our money where our mouths are and establish a Māori design group, a group that is actually very, very powerful. If you look at them, I mean, the sheer mention of the likes of Tāpō Temara is and Hone Paul and Alicia Amuhia, all those people I mentioned before, just the sheer mention of them just really makes your spine tingle. So, you know, we're excited as an organisation to have them on board. We are still finding our feet in this space, and, you know, knowing that we are an organisation that is still, you know, finding its way out of Te Ao, you know, being out of Te Ao Pākehā and being in Ngā Ao E Rua, and in both worlds, having one foot in both worlds. So, you know, it's something to be acknowledged. I think that we need to acknowledge ourselves that, you know, when we go and meet our overseas colleagues that do similar work to us, that it's something that we could probably skite about in a in a humble way. You know, that we're the only country in the world that recognises the mana of its Indigenous people and of Tiwi Māori. So, and, you know, the first step was to in that space was actually to create my role. I'm only 1 year into to Purangi Aotearoa, and we've done amazing things. We've had a lot of ups and downs, but we've you know, that's to be expected in an organisation that's just wanting to turn the tide.